Adam Hines of Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, has traveled to conflict areas the whole world was watching. Just months ago, he was in the government-controlled city of Damascus, Syria, working for the United Nations to disarm the country's chemical weapons program.
It's one of these dynamics that I think takes place in a civil war where folks try to make sure that it's life as usual. And so literally we're driving down the street and people were planting flowers in the median and the roads, and there was the streets were clean, and then every 15 minutes you'd hear outgoing shelling and rocket fire. So it's an odd moment for sure. And be in the middle of a meeting and the lights would go out because maybe a mortar hit.
Hines calls experiences like that surreal, knowing other areas of Syria under government attack were and are in much more disarray. The 37-year-old joins the city of Pittsfield as program coordinator for the city's Shannon Grant. The state grant focuses on gang management and prevention, targeting teenagers to young adults. This year's award is $100,000. Mayor Dan Bianchi says last year's $60,000 grant was managed by volunteers working with more than 200 youths in partnership with Pittsfield Police, the county sheriff's department, and community groups.
For him to identify those types of programs, those types of outreach efforts that will make the most sense.
Mary McGinnis is the city's director of administrative services and helped manage the grant last year. She says the city fought hard to get a grant increase to be able to hire a program coordinator to manage two recently opened community centers and other programs that target youth in a city with less opportunity following job losses that started before the recession.
There's violence, there's poverty, things that if we pool our resources, we can actually combat.
The city cited a sharp increase in violent gang activity among members of the Bloods, Crips, Latin Kings, and other groups, resulting in murders, home invasions, and weapon-related crimes. The application letter points out there were 4 shootings last summer, injuring 5 gang members. Hines says he wanted to get back to his native Berkshire County and make a direct impact on the community.
I have to admit, when I was overseas doing a lot of the work, whether it was in Iraq or on the peace process, just incredibly interesting stuff, but I didn't always get to see the results of my work.
Hines says he can draw parallels from his experiences in heated conflicts in order to stop ongoing criminal activity.
And it means really kind of trapping in, locking in, any of the bad actors and trying to get everybody on board, as I said, the full range, whether it's, business leaders and local organizations or clergy and the rest, and to really to kind of take a stand.
Hines also notes quality of life as a major factor for people resorting to crime.
The basic needs of folks that are engaging in some of the activities we're targeting, that there's some opportunities and some alternatives provided as well, whether it's, GED training or job training and those types of things.
Hines graduated from Tufts University with a master's in law and diplomacy in 2003. He has worked for the UN in the United States and abroad for the past 10 years. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.